Blog Talk Radio.
Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way. Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way.
Hey, we got a fantastic show for you. You're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you what you need. I hope you're ready for the ride.
We doing work the easy way, what can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yay. Making moves, red carpets and major interviews. By the fire, ready and now we never lose. Never stop and never play, we go getters. Never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way.
Hey guys, what's going on? You're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV, and we are doing it the easy way today, and we are doing it strong with a really major guest. Man, I'm blessed to have him on the show. I'm blessed that he's taking the time to be on the show. There's a lot of great stuff that we want to tell you guys as far as being an entrepreneur and how to be successful. And you know, like I said, we're really blessed to have him on the show. Before we start, we want to thank everybody that's listening from morning, if you're listening, you know, in the morning, in the afternoon, nighttime. I know that people are listening all over the world right now. We're listening to the BGE Radio, powered by WTV, buildgrowandenjoy.com, doing it the easy way. And, you know, I want to give our guests as much time as possible to really let us know what's going on. And I'm going to go ahead and pull them on right now. We got Mr. Freeway. I got chills. I got chills just saying the name. Mr. Freeway Rick Ross. $600 million, man. You made a $600 million. You made $1 million a day. Freeway Rick Ross, thank you so much for being on the show.
Man, thank you. I really appreciate being on here and, you know, just having the chance to really just chop it up with you, you know, because now, you know, with the way the major media companies are being run by one conglomerate, you know, it's hard to really get your message out. So, you know, when you have somebody like you that give me to really speak my mind, you know, I really feel fortunate.
I appreciate it, man. I want you to speak your mind as much as possible. And I mean, first and foremost, I want to kind of talk a little bit about how we met. You know, I've been family with Ricky Romance and Razzby for a long time, and Razzby was actually doing his first sushi roll. You remember that? The birthday sushi roll thing? You actually came up, and Ricky Romance introduced us. And when I met you, I actually said, hey, man, you know, I know some contacts at TMZ, this and that, and then TMZ came out. Remember that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And they've been following me ever since you did that for us.
Yeah, so, and I mean, I saw their face. I mean, the camera guy was like, oh, my God, that's Freeway Rick Ross, or this and that, the original Rick Ross. And you know, the other thing I mean, I'm going to give you your time to really just tell us, like, the beginning of how your mindset was when you started doing what you're doing. I know you were the biggest drug kingpin and you made a lot of income and you're actually reverting and you're changing up a lot of what you were known for that the media's put you out as to turn into a positive. And I'm just going to let you talk, man. I know you have a lot of great things to say and we probably have a ton of listeners that want to hear it.
It's crazy that you just said it like that because, you know, when I went to trial, and they plastered my face all over the LA Times, the New York Times, the Washington Post, all these major news stations. Counted them out, you know, because I had a life sentence. I'm not supposed to be here on the street today. You know, I had a federal life sentence without the possibility of parole. Funny how when you're going down, everybody loves to kick you, and that now that I'm scratching my way back up. And some of the things that I believe are positive, you know, going out to juvenile hall, talking to kids who are in trouble or who are been down the same road that I'm going down. I mean, down the same road that I've been down, but not that far, with the possibility of maybe changing them. And with me doing this type of work, I thought that people would be jumping up and down, but it's totally the opposite. You know, I get crazy. It's like, why should the kids see you? You know, when you did that. But I'm like, who better to listen to than somebody who's actually done it? You know, could you imagine a guy coaching a basketball team who never played basketball? I mean, it happens.
Yeah, and I mean, you have like 60,000 something followers on Twitter that are following. Yeah, I mean, you and I are really similar, man, because I got the Easy Way movement and you got the Freeway movement. We should drive on each other's freeway, man. You know, I love it. You know, and I always love talking to people that are positive and trying to use the gifts that God gives them. And I'm a Christian myself, so I always praise and give my thanks to God for all everything that I have. And to each his own. For anybody, however their religion is, you know, more power to them. That's just me. But I'm gonna say, you know, the path that God lays out for us. You know, I always love supporting and giving that, you know, that support to the people that are doing positive things with their movement. And I know that you've had a lot of experience, and I believe you're turning that experience into a positive for people to follow. You have a social network, Freeway Enterprise. I think you're doing tours of schools and probably seminars. And talk to us a little bit about how people can get at you for that positive movement you're going to be relaying out and that type of message.
Well, you know, we also just started the Freeway Literacy Foundation, and that's going to be where I go around. Well, I've already been going around since I've been home. I've been going around talking to the kids for free, but now we're starting a nonprofit. We can end that.
Okay. Okay.
And they can freeway.org. You idea of what we're doing and what we plan on doing. Because what I found out when I was in prison, I don't know if you know, Easy, but I was illiterate until I was 28 years old, sitting in prison.
I didn't know that.
What I found out is that percentage in prison are illiterate.
Wow.
So really what I'm planning on doing is I'm really gonna be a crime fighter with the work that I'm doing. People know it or not, to learn how to read and what to read and to understand how to type the information is really going to be a crime fighter.
See if you can go to a place with a little bit better signal, because we're getting chopped, so we're getting you a little bit, you know, here and there. I think we're getting a bad signal. I know you're calling from a cell phone. We want to hear everything that you're saying. So you're going to be, you said a police officer, or say that one more time.
I said with the work that I'm doing right now, I'm really like a crime.
You're gonna be like a crime fighter, like a superhero. We need to get you in my comic, man.
When you teach people how to read, I mean, you open up a whole new world to them. Because I believe that not being able to read is what turned me into a criminal.
Oh, really? Okay. And so let's talk a little bit about. You were known as the biggest drug kingpin ever. You made $1 million a day at one point, am I right?
Yeah, I had days that I made as much as $3 million, and days in between the $1 million and the $3 million. So, you know, I my last 2 years, I didn't make less than $1 million a day, but I did have days that I made. I saw a lot of money. In my short lifetime, I have saw quite a bit of money.
I know what a lot of listeners are probably wondering is, if you made that much money, what are some of the things that you used the money for? What are some of the things that you invested in? You know, like how, if the listeners are listening, how do people invest their money?
Well, you know what, when you're selling drugs, the money becomes a problem. You know, you have so much money that you don't know what to do with it, and it's hard to get rid of it. People charge you extra to take cash. You know, if you go in and you got, you know, $300,000 or $400,000 in cash, you know, people don't want to take it. You know, they're scared. So you have to pay people to take it. It's called money laundering, you know, and that's a whole nother charge when you go to prison if you've been cleaning money up. Or it's a whole nother term if somebody's been doing it for you. You know, they can go to prison and get as much time as the guy that they took the money from.
Okay.
But, you know, I work like motels, beauty salons, car washes, body shops, junk stores, tire wheel shop, phone stores. You know, I mean, I pretty much bought whatever I wanted. If I saw something I wanted, I just bought it.
And you've the investment that you've made has if you don't mind me asking, has it doubled your income? I mean, what position are you in now? Because I know that you're doing your own social network, and just the programming for that is ridiculous. And I know, I mean, what are you involved now? Like who is the Freeway Rick Ross nowadays in 2012?
When I got out of prison with 200 all over, I started that social network from prison with absolutely no money. Only thing I had was people on the street that was willing to support me and back me, and that's basically what I started that with. I'm looking for programmers right now to help me with that. One of the problems that I feel that I've been having, why it hasn't blown up to the guy that I started off, Zuckerberg, is because I don't have the programmers that I need right now. But I'm looking for programmers as we speak.
Okay, well, hey, if there's anybody listening out there, I know that we are connected to a lot of marketing people, programming people, SEO-type people, you know, people that do all that type of tagging and keywording and all that type of stuff. The coding is very important. So if anybody's listening, you guys can email us at submit, SUBMIT, at WTVnetworks.tv, and help my man Ricky out here. You know, you need some programmers. So, all right. So, tell us about the social network, man. I'm a consumer. I'm going to your website, and I'm looking at Freeway Enterprise. What am I getting out of becoming a member of your social network you're working on here?
Well, Freeway Enterprise. What I started for, like I said, I started off the idea from Zuckerberg, and what I wanted to do for it was to help artists with their careers. You know, like singing artists, if you want to be actors, musicians, or models, whatever it is, Freeway Enterprise is there to help you boost your career. You know, you can email people, you can just promote yourself. Whatever it is you're promoting, you can do that.
Okay, that's a real positive thing, man. And so I like how you're using you know, what you've gotten in the growth and your path to help others. That's you're going to be blessed for that. And we actually have, I mean, this radio station is called Build, Grow, and Enjoy. It's about building, growing, and enjoying what you have, and then helping others. The BG Radio, and then they connected with my network, WTV. So it's powered by WTV, and that's what we're about too, man. Is being positive and opening up doors for people and keeping it positive and you know, there's massive numbers, and the more positivity you do, the more blessed you get. So that's awesome that you're doing that. Go ahead.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons why I'm doing this interview with you, is because I saw, you know, the positive things that you're doing and how you're helping people build their careers and connect with their fans, and you know, it's a wonderful thing, and I felt obligated to do this interview with you today. I mean, you know, I've been having a busy, busy schedule. You know, Friday, my day was, I met with Mark Wolfer. He's the guy that started the reality show Bay Cars and Roots. He did the TV show Roots. After I left him, I went and met with David Milch. He's the guy that Deadwood and a few other shows on HBO. Then when I left them, to top it off, I met with Dr. Dre at his house for about 3 hours. So, you know, my days are just swamped with meetings. Everybody is quoting me about this documentary that I'm working on, as well as we're talking about a TV series about L.A. in my life.
Awesome. Tell us about I know you're working on a movie too. You know, you're working on a documentary, a movie, TV series, a lot of different projects. I mean, there's a lot of people that listen to the show, man. There's a lot of people that are investor type people, promotion type people, distribution people. I mean, we have people from Paramount to Lionsgate to Warner Brothers. Everywhere in the entertainment field, there's somebody that may not be listening right now live, but when we archive the show, they are listening. So if there's anything in particular that you're trying to reach out to and to get to, you might want to throw that out there, and then, you know, there might be a connection there. Remember, everybody knows the email is contact@wtvnetworks.tv, and I'm pretty sure that we're going to be working closer and closer, man, making some things happen. Am I right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm going to be on your bumper. I ain't going to let you out of my eyesight no more. I let you out there before, and, you know, sometimes when you're out here, you know, and with me, I wasn't really used to being home, you know, so it's been kind of overwhelming. You know, when you got a guy, he's been locked in a box for 20 years, and then you let him out this box, you know, he's kind of wild.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of the pace that I've been going in right now, and, you know, and sometimes I've overlooked people that I should have held on to.
Awesome. Okay, and we're going to keep it positive for others as we're doing it the easy way. Okay, so let me. This is a couple
the
questions that have come.
Easy is the only way to do it.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's a positive movement. And anybody that's listening to the show right now, you can go to Hollywood the Easy, letter E, letter Z, HollywoodTheEasyWay.com. You can follow me at ericzuley. You can obviously follow my man Rick. Go ahead and tell him your Twitter Ricky.
They can get me at Freeway Ricky Twitter, Rick Ross on Facebook, and, you know, hit me on freewayenterprise.com and check out freewayrick.com.
And obviously, if you guys go to freewayrick.com, all the social media is on the website there. So, all right, so I'm gonna call you Rick. Do you mind? That's just easier for me. I know you got.
Yeah. We good.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. So this is a couple of questions from the fans. One question is, I know you've got something going on with Rick Ross, and you know, there's an issue right now with the name. You had the you
name
had the
ain't
Rick
Ross. His name is William Roberts. That's the issue right there.
Okay. So what's going on with that? The question was, there's controversy and people were wanting the exact, you know, information on that situation.
All right, well, let me give it to you straight. This guy, when I had a life sentence in prison, this guy stole my name, my identity, my story, and he started using it as if it was his own. I took offense to it. I thought that he should have at least contacted me and said, hey, you know, Rick, I love your story. I love your identity. I like the way you look. You know, I like your swag. I like everything about you. I want to be you. Can we make that happen? Probably would have said no. I probably would have said no. Be yourself. I mean, you're not happy with who you are. You know, be who you are. You know, just be my friend if you want to. So that's why I took it.
When you were doing the drug kingpin thing and you had your street credit and everything, did you know him? Did he know of you?
Never.
It kind of sounds like...
We only saw each other when we went to court. That was our first time seeing each other.
Okay, because it kind of sounds like you had your street cred with the drug thing you were doing, and he kind of capitalized off that with your name. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Okay, So right now with that situation, is there anything being followed up on that? Is there any court stuff or anything that you want to talk about? Because this is the stuff that the fans are asking.
Well, you know, when we went to court, he said that he spent $1.3 million in court fees, attorney fees, to fight me for my name. We went to court the other day. The judge told me that she wasn't going to charge me $1.3 million. She said that I'll have to pay $500,000 toward his attorney fees, and he'll have to foot the rest of the bill, which is like $800,000+. So, you know, what really teed me off about this guy is that he felt good enough to pay attorneys $1.3 million to fight me to keep my name, but he didn't have enough decency and respect to come to me and say, hey, you know, here's a couple $100,000, you know, let me license the name from you. I know you broke. I know you just got out of prison. You don't have nothing. You know, here's a job. You know, I did take your name and make a fortune off of it. And you know, I just take offense to that.
I would. I mean, that's your name. That's your legal. That's your. I wouldn't say legal, but Rick.
That's
Rick Ross
legal.
Your legal birth name. Oh, that's your
that's
legal
my,
name.
Yeah, that's my legal birth
wow.
name.
Wow. Okay.
That's the name they indicted me under. When the federal government came in to arrest me, that's the name they arrested me under.
So you were the original Rick Ross, but now I mean I like the name Freeway Rick Ross. I mean the freeway thing, because you got to go down a freeway to get somewhere, right?
Absolutely. Well, you know what? I made Rick Ross famous, and I'm gonna make the freeway famous.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about branding, and we'll talk a little bit about that too. We professionally actually do take brands.
At the same time, you know, you just don't want nobody taking nothing from you. I mean, how would you like if somebody come up and they start using Easy, and then open up a radio show and you know, and just call itself you, using your whole story. You tell them this is how you got started, and you know, this is where he comes from, and it's all your story. You're like, wow, how can you do that, guy?
Yeah, I feel you. I wouldn't like that at all. You're gonna come up that much stronger and hit that much harder with the Freeway Rick Ross. And I know you've got tons of stuff that we're still going to talk about. And I want to ask you a couple questions right after. We're going to do a couple of the celebrity support that we have for the show. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, I got a picture of you and Dr. Dre and you and Mark Wahlberg, and we'll go back to that. So, guys, we're going to figure out exactly what Freeway Rick Ross is up to with Mark Wahlberg and Dr. Dre and all that fun stuff right after we hear from some celebrity support.
From McDonald, I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
Hey, I'm Felicia Rashad. I'm with you. Subscribe to my friend Eric Lewis Tim.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way. You're doing it the easy way. All of us are doing it the easy way.
Yeah. I'm Fred Willard, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Kim Lee from The Hangover 2, and I'm doing it the easy way.
What's going on? This is Wesley Johnson, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, it's me, Big Al, founder and executive producer of the Los Angeles Music Awards and the Hollywood Fame Awards. I've been doing this 22 years. Let me tell you the way I do it.
From your
Jake Busey, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Baba Tunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Robert Townsend. Check me out on Eric Zulli's channel.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Well, hey, everybody, I'm Doug Jones. I like to do it the easy way.
I had so much fun here on the show today. I didn't feel poked, pressed, or prodded. Easy took such great care of me. So New York is definitely doing it the easy way.
It's your boy Rage, and I'm doing it the easy way on the Easy Show. You may know me from videos from everybody from Soulja Boy to Jim Jones, Akon, Ludacris, Method Man, Redman, Lil Kim, The Game, Keisha Cole, the UK fans, the N-Dubs, Alexander Burke, Jedward, Lamar, on.
What's up, y'all? It's Taboo, and I'm definitely doing it the easy way.
Hey, everybody, I'm Daniel Sakapa from ABC's new show, The River, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
What up, it's your boy Joseph, a.k.a. Joe B, and I'm doing it the easy way, the only way to do it.
What's going on? This is Quentin Aaron, hanging out with my boy Aaron Zulli, and I want you to join TheEasyShow.com. He's doing big
names.
Check him out.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zulli, or Easy, as a lot of people know him. I want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Yeah, hi, Chris Donovan. I used to do the Golden Globe Awards for a number of years, about 20-odd years, and the Independent Film Spirit Awards for about 10, 15 years, and we're on to several great projects throughout this coming up year, and I look forward to working with Eric and doing it the easy way.
We doing work the easy way, what can I say? Like
Hey, you're listening to BGE Radio, powered by WTV, every Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're giving you Hollywood the Easy Way, Who's Hot Fridays, every Friday. So sit back, fasten your seatbelts, and let's go.
Ready on deck, Cali love, that's what's good. We doing work the easy way, what can I say, Carolina?
Hey, we're back, guys. Well, now we have our wonderful guest, Freeway Rick Ross, BGE Radio, powered by WTV. I'm your host, EZ, doing it the easy way, and we have a couple callers coming in, but I told you guys we're going to get into, real quick, Mr. Rick, and there I go, I'm rapping now. We're going to talk a little bit about Dr. Dre and Mark Wahlberg, and I got some pictures from your attorney. What's going on with them, man? What do you got going on?
Man, first, I want to say I want to be on one of those drops, man. I want to do it the easy way, too, man. I love that. Oh, you hot.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I touch, you know, in L.A., you know, my story is, I don't know, it's kind of crazy to even explain it, because, you know, I'm a low-key guy, and but, man, when I walk the streets now, people ask me for my autograph. I mean, they had a West Coast Hip Hop Awards here this weekend, man, and I probably took, I don't know, 500 pictures, 600 pictures. You know, people ask me for my autograph, and it's just amazing, man, to kind of, you know, and then you look at it, and I'm like, wow, man. Because, you know, I used to be embarrassed that I sold drugs, you know. It was that I wasn't proud of, you know, that I felt like I was kind of trapped to do. But now it's like people forgave me. You know, it's like, man, you did your time. You know, we ain't tripping on that. We tripping on where you at right now, what you trying to accomplish. So
exactly. It's all about the now and not before. We're going to go ahead and take a caller real quick, and I want you to continue what you're saying, but I want to give the callers a chance to get at you if they want to meet you. We have a caller, 619-5981. Caller, 619-5981. Are you there?
Hey, Eric. It's me, Kalithia.
Hey, Kalithia. Hey, we got our program director on the line. My partner, Kalithia, is with the queen of Atlanta. President of BGE Radio, how you doing?
I am doing good. I just want to send a shout out to Freeway Ricky. Thank you for joining Bill Grown and Joy, powered by WTV. You know, Atlanta is loving to hear your story, hearing what's going on in the latest with you, and we just want to send continued blessings to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And shout out to Atlanta. I love Atlanta. You know, they had a coming home party Shorty Lowe did when I got out. They had me a party down there at I can't think of the name of the club now, but it was sick. Can't wait to get back to Atlanta.
Well, you're talking to the queen. There.
I gotta tell you something, Rick. You're talking to the queen of Atlanta right now. She works with the mayor, and I'm not gonna put her whole history out there, but you're talking to the woman right now. This is my executive producer for my network.
Well, maybe we can set something up where I can come down there and talk to those kids about selling drugs and gangbanging. Because you know that's what I do. I spoke in Morehouse. When I came down there the last time, and
Morehouse is our partners for the American Society of Young Musicians. So definitely, I will be in touch and get all your information from the network when you're in Atlanta. Would love for you to come talk to the children. I have a perfect organization that would be perfect for you to come see.
Oh, that'll be hot. That'll be hot. Maybe we can do some joint venture with the Freeway Literacy Foundation, because, you know, I also speak about being illiterate, you know, and what it's like to overcome that.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I look forward. We'll be in touch, and just continued blessings on your journey, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Kalithia, for calling in. You guys remember to tune in to Kalithia's show every Monday and Wednesday, the Financial Literacy Ride, and they also have a gospel show that's really awesome. Make sure you guys check that out every Monday and Wednesday, and that is broadcasted on buildgrowandenjoy.com. So, Mr. Rick, I guess you get to meet a little bit of the fam bam the easy way. I'm glad that Kalithia called in and said what's up. So my question to you, before I rudely interrupted you, but I had to because I had to get that caller, because it's all about the callers, not us, right?
Absolutely.
My question to you is the picture that, I mean, I got a picture with you and Dr. Dre, you and Mark Wahlberg, you and a lot of prestigious, influential people. What is it that you got going on with those individuals?
Well, Mark Wahlberg and me were meeting about my movie. There's a role in the movie that I think Mark would fit perfectly. That's the reporter, Gary Webb, who broke the story. I don't know if you know the whole story, but there was a reporter from Sacramento, from the Sacramento Bee. His name was Gary Webb. He was later committed suicide. It was ruled a suicide where he shot himself in the head, I think they say twice, with a shotgun. Correct. I was in prison when it happened, so I don't know all the facts to it. But he was eventually found dead with two shotgun wounds to the head. Well, he broke the story about the Dark Alliance. Dark Alliance was me, this Nicaraguan, who was the Minister of Agriculture for Nicaraguan, who worked with the Somoza regime. Well, they eventually kicked Somoza out of Nicaragua when they came over here to the U.S. Well, these guys started to sell drugs to raise money to fight to get their country back. And then it just so happened that they were backed by the CIA, Ronald Reagan, and George W. Bush Sr. So, this reporter put all that together, and he did a story called The Dark Alliance. And it broke in like 96, right after my trial. So story's pretty big. And I'm looking for somebody to play the reporter's role, and I thought that Mark Wahlberg would fit that role perfectly. He also likes the role as well.
Okay. So, man, is there any hats you don't wear? I mean, do you wear visors too? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you're doing the film producing, you're doing the music thing. I know you have a label. Actually, let's talk a little bit about that, because we do a thing called What You Need Music, and it's all about helping the independent artists. And I know you have a label, and you're doing a lot of great things with the label. Let's talk about the label.
Yeah, the label is Freeway Music Group and Young Freeway. What we just did, we just released our first mixtape about 30 days ago. We sold 8,200 CDs out the trunk so far, you know, through the mail. We haven't did anything digital yet. We're going to go digital with it. And we plan on doing this every 3 months. And what we did is we got, like, artists from all over, because so many artists are trying to get out and trying to be heard. And I guess, you know, if it ain't for guys like you, Easy, that give them a chance, if they're not working with the machine, you know, have $1 million behind them, you won't be heard on the radio. So what we're doing is we're giving these artists a chance to be heard. We're doing a mix CD called Only Support the Real, because we believe right now that what they're pushing on the radio is not real music. It's a music that's been programmed into our minds to make us like it, and we're trying to change that with our music company. We want artists to be artists. And, you know, don't just come out cookie cutter, gang banging, shooting, you know, pimping and selling dope, you know. We don't believe that that's all the music that our people want to hear.
I love it, man. Well, yeah, we definitely need to make a link here with WTV Networks. We work with many radio stations, probably over 10 different radio stations, podcast stations, blogs, and actually it's time to give a couple shout outs to our affiliation and partners and media partners and whatnot. Designer Original Magazine, which is backed by Apple. It's an application you guys need to download coming out. I was blessed to do the cover of that. The Washington Times Communities, we work with them, and we appreciate all their support. Rock This Magazine, BGE Radio, and you can see all of our resources at thewtv.com and click on resources, and we're constantly growing that. And that's what the network's about, positivity. We're putting you guys out there. We're blessed to say that we have a reach of a billion people officially with all the reach that we have with the media circuits and everything, and we appreciate everybody for that. We want to say thank you to Frederick Lamar, our wonderful suit sponsor. If you need a custom suit made and you want it really custom and hot, FrederickLamar.com is where you need to go, and we appreciate them doing the Easy Way Wear line. That's going to be a real hot thing coming out. And Wings Limousine, the limo company, all of our sponsors, and then obviously you guys can go on the website and you can see all that. And also Hot Talk LA, my other podcast, which, by the way, Ricky, this is actually going to be syndicated to Hot Talk LA, which is backed by iTunes, and they have sponsorship with Dish. And Hot Talk LA, I have a cell phone application you can download if you want to download your archived interview, which is realeasyshow.com and Stitcher.com/ericzuley. Great celebrity podcast where you really get the hot talk of the celebrities. And so, and this is a pretty hot talk session we have going on here. So we're going to definitely be syndicating to that, and then also Rock This Magazine, and then many, many, many other people. So your voice is definitely being heard, man, not just on Blog Talk Radio, but also through the network and the network syndication. I'm going to hook you up because I love the positivity that you're doing, and I love the fact that you turned into once what was negative. And I'm sorry, I have to say that drugs are negative. Drugs are bad, okay? You know, you turn that into a positive by now going to schools and teaching people, hey, this is where I was. But, let me ask you this. I know you were talking to me a little bit about what you did in the past and what you learned in the past with the being the drug kingpin thing, and you're turning that into teaching people how to use skills that you learned to be positive now or something like that. Am I right?
Absolutely, absolutely. What I'm doing right now, and one of the reasons that I work so hard, because I want to prove that skills are neither good or bad. It's all with what we apply them for. Because I believe that had I been selling socks, I would be Walmart right now instead of, you know, Rick Ross, the crack kingpin. One of the other things that I believe is that we have to bring opportunity to areas that don't normally see opportunities, because if not, it's a breeding ground for crime and negativity. So what I want to do now is show people that if Rick Ross, who was 28 years old before he learned how to read or write, if he can produce a movie, if he can do a documentary. Oh, and by the way, you know, the documentary I did with Ice-T, Planet Rock, is up for 2 Emmy Awards, and I got 2 tickets coming to the awards, so... You know, if we win, I might get on the stage so your guy can hook me up one of those suits.
Oh, congratulations, man. We'll just make sure you get a couple tickets, for us to come support you.
All right, I'll see if I can do that. You know, they say I made the show what it is. I don't know how many tickets they're going to give me. Right now they told me I got 2.
Well, you know, since we're speaking of the award shows, I'm actually on the board, and I'm actually hosting the red carpet for the American Hip Hop Awards coming up in February at the Shrine Auditorium. Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not familiar with it, but I would love to be there.
Yeah, the American Hip Hop Awards is real positive. Let me get you familiar. Since we're both positive people, and we're looking to do positive things with students and the youth and the street positivity. Basically, what American Hip Hop Awards does and what they're really known for, and I'm blessed to know the president, they reward students based upon their grades. So if you get a C, you get to come and you get tickets. If you get a B, you get to walk the red carpet. If you get an A, you actually get to meet the celebrities and be kind of a part of the show, which is really cool. And it's a great positive thing. I've known the president for a long time, and the carpet's a huge carpet. And the Shrine Auditorium is one of the hottest spots you can get in L.A. So, there's about 4 different TV networks that's interested. And we just brought aboard my really good friend Reggie, which runs Rutherford Sports and Entertainment, and has worked with Extra for over 18 years. And he's like,
man,
he's
hold
like,
up, hold up. Do you know who Reggie is? Reggie, like,
yeah,
my brother. My brother.
Yeah, he's taking me under his wing. We're working together. We do business together. Yeah, I didn't know you knew Reggie. Small world.
Yeah, Reggie from Soul Train.
Yeah, Reggie.
Yeah, I've been knowing Reggie, man, for 25, 30 years.
Big Reggie, right?
Big Reggie, yeah. I've been knowing Big Reggie.
Yeah, I met Reggie on the set of Extra, and we just clicked.
Yeah, me and him been friends, man, forever, since high school.
Well, I'll tell you, he's doing some real positive things, and I'm blessed, and I will say it on my show and speak it loud and proud to everybody listening. I'm so blessed to be involved with that guy, not just the fact that he's as powerful as he is, but he's a really positive, godly person, and he wants to do positive things, and he's just a good soul to be around. He's just a good presence, good vibe. And that's what I'm trying to do, is just surround myself with those good people that want to be a part of a positive movement for others. But, yeah, we're definitely going to be talking now, man. If you know the Fam Bam Reggie, then we're going to make it happen.
I want to help you with that award show, and since Reggie's doing it, I know he'll tell you when you ask him about me what type of guy I am, you know, because he knows me. He knows me before I started selling drugs, and he knew me when I was selling drugs. He knew me when I was in prison, and he knows me now that I'm out. So, you know, our friendship was deeper than the drugs and than the prison and any of that stuff.
Well, he's he's definitely a veteran in the game, and we'll definitely be talking off of the broadcast. But so I wanted to talk a little bit about you have some fashion stuff going on. I believe you have some sort of salon, or you're dealing with hair, dreads or something like that. Tell us about the entrepreneur side of you, that part of your business.
Well, what I found out is that the cosmetic is a $60 billion a year industry, and I felt that it was a market that I wanted to tackle. I like to see pretty women. I like to be around. I like to smell the perfumes and the soaps and everything. So I ventured into that field. I started off selling. Right now, I'm selling the hair. In the process of making my own cosmetic line. As well, I'm going to India, buy the hair directly from the manufacturers. I want to do the whole little trip, where you go through, India has the biggest barbershop in the world. They cut 27,000 heads a day. And I want to go to that barbershop, want to sit in and see how they cut the hair. Maybe even I get a haircut myself while I'm over there just to say, hey, I was in the biggest barbershop in the world.
There you go. Yeah, with India. I did a Axe. But I don't want to promote myself, but you mentioned India. I did an Axe body spray. There's the cologne and the deodorant Axe body spray. I did a Axe body spray commercial that was big in South America, and that was actually one of the biggest commercials in India.
Wow. What I'm doing now is I'm offering business opportunities to people who don't have jobs. I have a entry fee. I can put you in the hair business for as little as $160 to get started, and I'm teaching them everything that they need to know about selling the hair and opening up their own business. So I think I have about 200 people that I have employed in the hair business right now, and I'm looking to expand it maybe to another 200 or 300 people, and then I'm going to close it off with that and just work with them.
Okay. Well, hey, man, if we can help you in any way with that movement, WTV, BG Radio, The Easy Show, we got your back, man, because the stuff you're doing is really positive. And while I'm talking to you, I'm actually going to call somebody and see if we can get him on the line here, because I wanted to definitely get him the chance to say hi. Hopefully he picks up. And we will see who we are calling. The listeners are probably like, who is he calling? I didn't even know that I could call people on the show. I saw this little button and it said guest call-in. So I tried it. But maybe we'll hear his voicemail if he doesn't pick up. I'm hoping he picks up. Come on. No, it didn't work. Okay, unfortunately. Well, guys, we wanted to call Ricky Romance, which is actually a good friend of mine. And he's the reason that me and Mr. Ricky, Freeway Rick Ross met, and I always try to give love and props to the people that introduce you to situations. And that's another thing too, is this is a positive message for everybody that's listening, is you have to make sure that you always give props to those original stepping stones and not forget how things happen, because that was how you met that situation. Am I right, Ricky?
Absolutely. You should always respect people who help you. You should never, as they say, bite the hand that feeds you. And and Easy, that's another reason why with this rapper that is so important that people understand that I did help his career, and I don't know how big or how small it was, but I do know that he took my name and he used it, and for him not to at least show the respect for that, it's crazy.
This is big that you think that way too, because so many people forget, like so many people you can't eliminate that middleman, that middle person, and that person that helped you get into a situation. I hate it. I can't stand it when people go around that middle situation and they try to get directly to the source, and then they cut out that middleman, when that middleman is doing the effort to try to help you do that connect. Has that ever happened to you?
All the time. I believe that as long as the person stays and does what they say they're going to do, then you're not supposed to go around them. Only when they change on you is when I'd say that it's okay to go ahead and go around them.
That's great advice, man. That's great. That's really good advice. All right, guys, we're going to be right back. I'm going to go ahead and put a quick promo on here, so you guys know, you know, the next show that's coming up, and you guys met Kalithia herself. This is a little bit about her show, so make sure, you know, you support the whole fam, and we'll be right back.
It's 3 o'clock, and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's Kalithia. And seriously, guys, if anybody knows or wants to know anything about that financial advice, and also, we want to give props to Access Financial, one of our other sponsors. If anybody needs their credit fixed, if anybody needs those credit lines, the line of credit, the company credit, and all that type of stuff, Access Financial is where to go. And I'm speaking from personal experience, you guys, personal experience. Yes, I am not perfect. Yes, I had bad credit. And yes, it's being fixed by them, and they are the bomb at doing it. So this is from me, guys. Go to thewtv.com. Go to the top banner where it says Access Financial. Click on that banner. It'll change your life. All right. Also, too, Ricky I've actually talked to a couple people that I know, and I've been actually talking to them on Facebook. I'm trying to get them to call in and talk to you themselves, but you know, everybody's always doing something. But I'm trying to not only have you be on this show, but I'm trying to help expand your platform to other platforms that we work with, and you know, editor in chiefs and owners and whatnot that I work with, because your message is a really good message, man. I want to help you, you know, really really get that out, because it's positive, it's to the students, and I love how you were at one point and now you're at another point. That's what we're all about, is helping promote that positive, and welcome to doing it the easy way, sir. You there?
I'm here. I'm still here. This is Rick.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if we lost you or not.
No, I'm
so, yeah,
here.
Guys, remember, you guys can catch our show every Friday, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, BGE Radio, powered by WTV. Who's Hot Radio? We are showing you who's hot. You can go to thewtv.com and check out some of our past guests. And, by the way, Ricky, do you know Abraham McDonald? Do you know who he is? Do you know him by chance?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, Abraham McDonald is signed with Def Jam Records. He performed for Oprah. He performed for Michelle Obama. He's also doing very positive things, and he's part of the team. He's part of the whole What You Need Music team. And I'm so blessed to be working with him, and there's an event coming up on September 15th. We'd love for you to come to. And we have another caller, caller 818-2727. I think I know who this is. Caller 818-2727. Are you there?
What's happening? Doing it the easy way. What's going on, homie?
Hey, is this Brookshire?
This is the one and only, yours truly, Mr. Brookshire. How are you, brother?
Uh-oh, watch out. I'm good, man. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. I know your time is extremely valuable and busy. Go ahead and tell Mr. Ricky who you are and what you do, and I know you know who he is, so you can definitely ask your question. And hey, Ricky, meet my boy Brookshire. He's also another powerful entity that supports our movement.
What's happening with you? I'm doing amazing, man. How is your Monday going for you? It's the start of the week. How you been?
Man, it's hot today. Things are coming along well.
Yes, it is. Where are you in the Hollywood area right now, or are you somewhere else?
I'm in Brentwood area.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it is a little tough outside. I try to stay out of the sun, try to go down when the sun go down a little bit.
Okay,
you know,
Brookshire,
LA area.
Not too much small talk. Tell them who you are and what you do.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I'm in the music industry, radio industry, host a couple different shows, man, and any way that, you know what I'm saying, that I could be of any support, definitely let's connect and see how we can make that happen.
And what platform is your show on? Be specific.
I own my own radio network, which is Love923, which is LOV923.com, that I host. I basically make online radio stations for magazines, so Vogue will have their own radio station. And then also I have two other shows that I work with and partner with LA Talk Live, which is the BK Experience, and then also Real Talk of Brookshire. So I say, tell people, look at me like you look at Oprah. I'm that man that makes things happen.
All right.
Why don't you get my number, Brookshine? Give me a call so we can hook up.
Oh, definitely. Do you, should I get it from you? You want me to get it from Easy? How you want me to do this?
I don't think he wants to put his number on air to 100 people that are listening live right now.
Definitely.
But,
so listen, we will connect definitely from through Easy or whatnot. And you can always, anybody that's out there, you can definitely hit me up also on Twitter, which is Brookshire123. So it's very simple, Brookshire123, and then we can connect from there also. So, you know, as long as we make magic happen, that's what I'm all about.
All right, let's do that.
It's all about doing Easy with my brother. Thank you for your positive support. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to do one of two.
What'd you say?
Do one of those celebrity drops Easy before we get off.
Okay, yeah. Now, you know what, man? I love that. Go ahead on the count of three. Go ahead and say your Freeway Rick Ross. You're doing it the Easy Way. However you want to drop, make it personal. One, two, three. Go.
Yeah, what up, y'all? You know who it is. It's your man, the real Rick Ross. Doing it the Easy Way. The only way. Way Rick Ross.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. All right, we have another caller, and I think I know who this one is, too. I recognize his numbers because I'm always on the phone like you, Ricky. You know, you always got to be on the phone making it happen for yourself and making the follow-ups happen. We got caller 714 and 3080. Caller 714-3080, who are you and where are you calling from?
Yo, what's up, Easy? What's up,
Hello,
Easy? This is Ryan T. from AEM. How's it going, man?
Ryan T. from AEM, AEM Management, AEM Entertainment, AEM, AEM. Actually, AEM was the reason that they actually connected me to my agent, which got me connected to that commercial I told you about, Rick, which was one of the biggest commercials in India, actually in South America. It ran for 3 years. Okay, Ryan, go ahead. You got a minute. Go ahead and ask Freeway Rick Ross your question, please.
Yo, what's up, Freeway? I wanted to say what's up, man. I'm actually working with one of your partners, Lola. For your on your movie, and you know Lola.
Yeah, that's my girl. Tell Lola I said hi.
All right, for sure, man. Yeah, man. She's been working heavy on your picture. So you know, I work in films and everything. And Eric was telling Easy was telling me you're gonna be on air, and I wanted to support. You know, to say what's up.
Yeah.
Love. Shout out.
Gordon, Lola. I haven't seen her in a couple weeks, but yeah, we trying to.
I hear you. Hello, you there?
All right, cool. Thanks. Go ahead and ask one more question, Ryan. I know you're involved in the film industry, and we want to give you your chance to interact with Freeway Rick Ross. He's doing a lot of big stuff in the film. I know you deal in film finance, right?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Well, you guys might want to.
You need to talk. Get my number.
So there you go.
I get it from Easy. You don't want to put it on the air, so I'll get it from Easy, man. But let's do it.
Again, we don't want to put your life out there because remember, Ricky, you got a lot of fans. And I mean, hey, if you want me to drop your number on the air, I will.
No. I already get 200 phone calls a day. I can't take another one.
But I got you, man.
FreewayRick.com too.
All right, well, remember, guys,
you can always
meet you, man.
Remember, you guys can always connect on Twitter. That's what it's for. Freeway Ricky, go ahead. It's Freeway and then R-I-C-K-Y. You can follow Rick Ross directly on Twitter, and he'll remember. He'll remember where you met and everything. Remember that you met on the show, and you guys connect, do your thing, and remember just the connection was done the easy way. That's all I ask that y'all remember. You know what I mean? Okay.
We're doing it the easy way. The only way. I like what Rick Ross said. The only way.
Absolutely. You know, since you've known me for so long, Ryan, in your experience, how positive and beneficial is the Easy Way movement?
Oh, man, it's very positive. I mean, there's so many people that are now doing it the easy way. It's the only way to really do it because Hollywood tries to block you and, you know, they put up roadblocks and gates and anything you can. But Eric makes a way for people to get through those doors. And it's been awesome, man. I mean, I've been doing it the Easy Way for a long time. Easy's helped me out with a lot of things I've been doing with my company and just with connections, the media, especially the media, man. The media is definitely doing it the Easy Way. Definitely doing it the Easy Way. So I'm very grateful, man. I know a lot of people are gonna, you know, they're gonna latch on to the Easy Way, man. And doors are gonna be open, flying wide open for people that are really trying to make it.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that, and
no problem.
We'll make sure that we we get that in writing and throw a testimony on there. By the way, if you guys do want to know anything about the Easy Way Movement, you can go to HollywoodItGuy.com and then go to the testimonial section. I think there's over 40 testimonials of people that are doing it the easy way. And now we got Mr. Ricky doing it the easy way with all the big things he's doing, and it's just a real positive movement, and we thank God for that path.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And
amen.
I'm going to be doing it the easy way from here on out.
Right on.
All right, Ryan, thank you so much for calling in. And we want to go ahead and give Freeway Rick Ross a chance to say hey to his fans directly, friends and family, any sponsors that are that you're supporting, any charities you're supporting. We have 5 minutes left. I want to give you that time to plug those things.
Well, first thing, I want to thank Easy and the Easy Way for inviting me onto the station and giving me this opportunity. And, wow, just a few minutes that I've been on your show, you know, to make – some great connections. That, you know, is wonderful. But I want to thank everybody for supporting me. Look for Freeway Literacy Foundation to be going around educating these kids on literacy. The freewayliteracy.org. We're going to be doing from not only teaching them how to read, write, and do math, but also how to manage their money. Literacy doesn't just cover reading and writing. It covers understanding and to be able to take information and decipher it and do what it was needed to be done. And I just appreciate everybody for allowing me this opportunity. And remember, you are what you think you are. If you think you're nothing, you're nothing. If you think you're great, then that's what you are. Thanks for your
Hello,
time.
Man. I'd also like to try to set something up with my green screen show. I have a green screen studio show with Actors Reporter, the Actors Podcast Network, Pepper J Productions. My studio's off Melrose and Highlands, and we can get down with the haters and talk a little bit about the haters, and I know that you can go hours about that. But we also want to plug, guys, we want to plug our sponsors, European Dream Connections. If you're looking for love the right way, the positive way, classy way, and you want to connect with people overseas, you got to check out EuropeanDreamConnections.com. They're really classy, really awesome. They're a facilitator, love. They're not a dating company. And I've been blessed to see some of the moves they're doing. And also, the owner is a very positive film producer and making some very positive moves and some great projects. And also, GlobalCrucible.org. Make sure you check out GlobalCrucible.org. I am blessed to be the brand ambassador for that organization, and that is a nonprofit that actually helps other nonprofits. And you can go to Global Crucible on Facebook, and you can check out the event that's being promoted for September 14th, which I will be hosting. So I hope you guys definitely support that and come through with that. And hopefully, Ricky, you're going to be coming, right? September 14th, you available?
I'll be there.
There we go. That's it. So, yeah, we appreciate everybody, man. Keep listening. Keep supporting the show. We appreciate you guys. And without you guys, we're nothing. So thank you so much for your support. Please interact with us. Follow us on Twitter, The Easy Show, WTV Networks, Freeway Ricky, Eric Zuli. I know there's a lot, but you can actually just go to the site, thewtv.com, and you'll get all that information. And remember, our guests coming up, we have Kevin Sorbo, who was the famous Hercules, Alfonso Freeman, which is Morgan Freeman's brother, Karina Rico from In Time with Justin Timberlake, lots of fantastic guests. So I hope that you guys subscribe to HollywoodItGuy.com to be kept in. Tune in to BG Radio. Just follow me on Twitter, and we'll make sure we get you guys to everything, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Freeway Rick Ross, we really appreciate you calling in. We also appreciate your attorney, Antonio, for taking the time to prep and get me the emails that we asked for. And you have a wonderful team, man. So thank you so much for being on the show. Again, this is BGE Radio, powered by WTV, doing it the easy way. And stay tuned, because we got a whole lot coming up, guys. It just keeps getting better and better, and we will be in contact, and make sure that you go to our blog, because if you have any specific questions for Freeway Rick Ross, we'll make sure to interact that and help facilitate that so you can get to your supporters there, Ricky. You guys are listening one more time. I got to keep saying it, to BGE Radio, powered by WTV, supported by Hot Talk LA, the Morris College in Atlanta. Check out the showcase on the 25th. In Atlanta at the Morris College. Thank you so much, guys, and we will be back next week, Friday. 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We love you guys. Keep supporting. Subscribe. Press the like button. Press share. Retweet. All that fun stuff. Check it out. We are doing it the easy way.
Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Life is hard, but how to roll the easy way. Everybody stand up for easy, working hard in Hollywood. Got many celebrities ready on deck. Cali love, that's what's good. We doing work the easy way. What can I say? Carolina, yeah, the California, yeah. Making moves, red carpets and major interviews. By the clock. Now we never lose, never stop and never play. We go getters, never play, just rolling the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I roll the easy way.